describes him and what he had to say. And so that's why I wanted to start with children, reminding us that what Jesus, what God thinks about us is we are amazing. God loves us not because we are good, but because God is good, because love is. God is love. So what could he possibly have meant? So there's wimpy Jesus, and when we hear the wimpy Jesus thing, then it makes us want to say, no way, no way no one's going to put down those Syrian refugees or people in Muslim countries. Nobody's going to put down women. And no way. It makes you want to find Jesus, the warrior. Jesus goes to war. But we know that's not right either. So here's the thing. The words resist an evildoer have been translated like that, like it's just anybody who does something bad to you. But you know God does not intend for anyone to do harm to you or to anybody else. Actually, the words resist an evildoer, the words that they were originally in, actually describe the moment when two armies are approaching one another and they're steel hit steel hit steel. It's that moment of bang. And you fight until somebody dies or runs away. It's the moment of confronting power against power. And so actually, the words there are not, do not resist an evildoer. Actually, the words are more like, do not resist violence with violence. Do not resist evil with equal evil. So we end up, when we hear these words, we can end up thinking, well, I guess there are only two options. Really, there's wimpy Jesus or Jesus goes to war. But Jesus offers us a third and a very creative option when he goes on to describe how we could respond to evil in our midst. And after I invite you to sing, I will teach you how to hit. Hit.
I am becoming peace. I am becoming peace. A well of patience, well of grace, make my soul a holy place. I am becoming peace.
Maggie, I think I wrote this for the VBS. Can you hear my words? So I'm going to invite you to sing. You're going to say, I don't know the song well enough, and I'm going to say, I don't care. Sing with me.
I am becoming peace. I am becoming peace. A well of patience, well of grace, make my soul a holy place. I am becoming peace. I am becoming peace. I am becoming peace. A well of patience, well of grace, make my soul a holy place. I am becoming peace.
Thank you. So Jesus said, do not return violence with violence. Do not return evil with evil. In fact, return with a different kind of an energy that will confuse and refuse and defuse the situation. So would you care to come and help me? Up here we're going to practice knowing how to hit. Nope, don't bring musical instruments. Don't bring anything because you need your hand. Okay, so here's the thing. In those days, well, like today, there are people who think they are very important and who are very powerful. Maybe they have a lot of money, or maybe they're They just consider themselves to be the right ones and everybody else is the wrong ones. So if you consider yourself to be very important, can you put your shoulders up like this? Really, like really important. Now, if you are really important, then sometimes if you got mad at people, you'd hit them. And that would, you thought, teach them to obey you. So if you hit somebody who you thought was not very important, you would take your right hand and you would put it across like this, and then you would hit them with the back of your hand. Never could you ever use your left hand. There was a law against ever using your left hand because it was a hand you used for dirty things. So this hand, only your right hand ever, even if you were left-handed, too bad. This hand, you're going to hit your slave, like that. You are going to hit children. You're going to hit your wife. Anybody who you thought was not as important as you. Okay, now, if you were going to hit your neighbor who came over to have a fight with you about where the boundary was on your land, and he was your equal, someone who you considered to be just as important as you, you would hit him with this part of your hand. So you would go like this and hit him like this. Not ever your left hand, your other hand, right? It was the law. You could be fined for it. So we hit like this. Okay, so Jesus said, if anyone should strike you on your right cheek, so let's put our right cheek, that means they hit you with their right hand and their back of their hand. They treated you like somebody who was not as important as they. Turn your left cheek and offer it. What would they have to hit you with to be able to hit your left cheek without using their left hand? They would have to use this part of their hand. But if they did it, they would be saying, you are my equal. Oh, isn't that interesting? You offered yourself to be hurt again, but on your terms, on God's terms. You can hit me, but I am your equal. For you to do that, you will be lowering yourself. There are stories, too, about the cloak and how there was a law that if you took, you could not take somebody's only cloak. It was the law. If you did, you had to give it back by sundown. And I guess that means that in the dark, you had to go back to their house and give it back to them as an equal. There was a law for Roman soldiers. If they forced you to walk a mile with you to maybe carry their equipment, they could only force you to walk 1 mile. And the Roman soldiers considered themselves very important. They could force you to walk a whole mile with them, but at the end of the mile, you get to hand their stuff back. But if you keep on walking, what are you then? Someone who chose to be there. You are their equal. You just said, God says, everybody is equal. Everybody is as important as everybody else. These days, we don't hit people, do we? We keep learning about how not to hit people, but how to use our words. I'm going to ask you to sit down, and I'm going to tell these folks about how it is these days when I'm working in the classroom, because I'm doing more teaching and less touring in the church. I'm teaching music, and oh my gosh, it's just a zoo in that class. I'm trying to learn how to be an awesome teacher, but I'm a performer. I want it to be a little bit crazy. No, you can't do it. And I notice that in the class, if somebody bursts out laughing, if somebody cracks a joke, if somebody farts, if the music gets a little bit exciting and our energy is raised, everybody goes there. It's like a vacuum. It takes everybody's energy. And the whole room suddenly, and I thought we were just going to have a cute little song or a joke, but it goes out of control. So I've been saying to the classmates, you have the choice. You can experience that surge of energy, somebody's joke or somebody's hitting somebody, and you can go with it, get sucked right into it, and do the same thing. Or you can choose to stop, to take a breath, and to look at the teacher and to go with the task. We're still working on that. I'm still working on that. But it occurs to me every time I preach that I'm really just preaching to myself, and I preach in the classroom, everybody loves that, that I'm really talking to myself, that when I think of my reaction to so much of what is happening inside and outside of my own realm, there is so much energy right now that is so distressed, that is so angry, that is so that is responding to name calling, to blaming, to scapegoating, to isolating and alienating. There is so much energy, and there is so much energy that we're responding to that with. How important it is for us to take what God promised God gives us, and that is the courage, the knowledge that our power resides in God, and to stop and to breathe and to look at the teacher. I profoundly believe that God gives us what we need, and that if we match violence with violence, even word violence, even blaming violence, even isolating and dividing violence, if we do that, we have simply matched violence with violence. So to stop and to say, I refuse to participate in anything that will take old dividing lines and further break them. Perhaps even to seek out the people who I know don't believe what I believe, don't see things the way I do, and to refuse to let that divide grow. And this is the energy that God brings, and it's the power that God gives us. And it will be what heals this world in this time of decision making. How are we going to respond as people of faith? This is what God is doing, and sometimes chaos breaks out in places, precisely in the moments when God's work of connecting people and growing us has actually borne fruit. Stuff will break out. Trust that God is doing that within you. And take a breath and take a look at the teacher, and then consider what God is leading you into next. I have this song that I wrote for such a time as this, for Christians to see the image of communion and that great big banquet, to see it as wider even than the church, and wider even than Christians, wider even than humans, but a global banquet that God has provided for us. It's called Blessed Are Those Who Are Called to the Table.
Blessed are those who are called to the table. This meal rich and simple, to nourish and heal. Blessed are those who have folded the napkins, set out the water and tended the meal. And blessed are those, candle in hand. Blessed are those who serve.
Join me if you dare.
Blessed are those who are called to the table. The children are playing in sun-sinking glow. the ones who stand close by the cook and the fire, the friend and the neighbor, the one we don't know. And blessed are those, towel in hand. Blessed are those who sing grace. Blessed are those who are called to the table. The one who has hurt you, the one who is wrong, the ones who stand close by the cook and the fire. Whoops, the grateful you stay late and too long. And blessed are those, apron in hand. Blessed are those who know. Blessed are those who are called to the table. This banquet of plenty, where God's loving abounds. Let all of creation in serving and sharing rejoice at this table, the whole world around. And blessed is God, and blessed are we. Blessed be this table for all, for all, for all. Blessed be this table for all, for all, for all, for all. Blessed be this table for all.
Amen.
Before we say prayers, we remember that Christ taught peace, that wherever Christ went in the world, he shared peace. And so I say to you, the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And I invite you to share peace with those around you.